So have you scrolled through Room Raider yet? That's the Twitter feed that rates the background decor of every guest on every show. Sometimes with an aside, creator Claude Taylor is the founder of the left-wing Mad Dog Pack. Let's just say he's not a fan of Representative Steve King, the Republican from Iowa known for racist remarks. And Taylor also said NBC's Dylan Byers looked like he was in a hostage video. But he swooned over CNN's Simone Sanders' black and white vase that matched her black and white striped shirt. It was magnificent. Claude Taylor's Room Raider Twitter feed has over 193,000 followers. He scores the backgrounds and interviewees on a scale of 1 to 10, with help from his girlfriend Jessie Barre, who lives in Canada. And Claude Taylor joins us from his home in Washington, D.C. by Skype. So we can't see him. And Claude, whoo boy, glad you can't see me. But how did you guys decide to do this in the first place?
You know, we're both watching cable news and we're both making comments about whoever we're seeing. And sometimes we're paying more attention to the backgrounds than we are to what they are saying. And so we just started rating them sort of informally between ourselves. And then it was a very quick step to, like, let's set up a Twitter account and let's start putting out these ratings. And honestly, let's just try to have some fun with it.
You know, everybody else was thinking of it. You did it. And you don't hold back. I mean, you really give advice to Wall Street Journal reporter Tim Higgins. You write, adjust plant placement, would prefer more colorful art. My hair's doing the same thing. And I mentioned the hostage situation that you sometimes compare pictures to. Cory Booker's review comes to mind. And then there was Beto O'Rourke, your comment, oh, dear God, organizing rescue mission. Blink twice if you can hear me.
It was very upsetting. I mean, a lot of people were really worried for him. I mean, he was stuck in the basement. There was like a big pipe next to his head. You know, it could have been serious.
Are you doing the hearings? I scrolled through. I didn't see one. But, the recent Senate hearing testimony of Anthony Fauci, you had the Republican Senator Lamar Alexander's dog.
We like the dog. Let me put it that way. I mean, we are bipartisan and we like Republican dogs. We can't help it.
And what about Fauci?
Fauci has the room and is the most respected infectious disease expert in the country. Like, can you, until this happened, who could name more than one? He would be the one. And he also has a great room. It's a little disheveled. He's got a little bit of the absent-minded professor going on, a couple issues with some stacks of books. It just proves he's actually reading. So, you know, he's got a terrific room.
Well, and people you note seem to go out and get help or do something after they get a low rating from you.
Well, that's what's really fun. A lot of people have gone out and they bought the flowers. Al Roker, he had a very nice room, but there were a couple issues with it. He addressed that concern and said he would take it under advisement and came back the next day having addressed my concerns and having just completely blown away the lighting, the aesthetics, the decor. He got every bit of it. He got a 10 out of 10, which is rare. So, you know, I mean, when people work with us, we work with them. I haven't heard back from Ted Cruz, though.
Well, full disclosure, I love the advice you gave to an up-and-coming reporter for the New York Times who happens to be my nephew, hasn't thought about his wall art ever, and a chair that was sticking out. And he was also not looking right at the camera. So it's not about just what's behind you. You also give the helpful advice, raise your computer up so you're looking right into it. It's at eye level. You're not looking off, you know, to the right-hand side of the screen when someone's talking to you.
Sometimes all you really need to do is move the camera and go from, say, a 5 to a 7. Prince William, you know, is looking down at the camera and we're looking at his crown molding. There may have been some wonderful art on the wall. We had no way of knowing because we were looking at his ceiling.
Real quick, there's a bookstore in Boston, the Brattle Bookstore, and they're being called on to take pictures of some of these incredible book collections they have so that people can superimpose them on the background of their Zoom shots.
Well, you know, you don't have to use books, but if you're going to use books, use real books. And that means books that you've read. Avoid decorator tips like organizing books by color. That's not something readers do. So when we see color-coded books, that's a 3-point automatic deduction.
How about awards? Would you caution people against? I mean, I remember in one comment you said, hey, where's your Emmy?
Look, if I had an Emmy, you know, damn right, I'd have it behind me on the bookshelf. I think you can overdo it. A lot of times we also have sort of the DC variant of that, which is what we call, you know, the ego wall or the vanity wall. And that's where you have your photo with every president you worked for and the ambassador and the senator and all of those pictures behind you. And you know what? None of us care. I mean, put some art up there. Put a plant next to you. Add a lamp. Make it a more pleasing atmosphere. But, you know, let's
rent a dog.
Rent a dog. That's actually happened. There's actually been cases where, in Italy in particular, with the lockdown, people were renting out their dogs because you were allowed to leave the apartment for 30 minutes, but only if you had a dog. It's the same idea.
Claude Taylor, his viral Twitter site is Room Raider, puts it together with his girlfriend. They rate people's Skype backgrounds when they appear on television. We'll link it here and now.org. Claude, thank you. And again, I'm so glad I'm not in video. Thank you.
Thank you.